AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Doctors Without Borders wants answers.
This was not just an attack on our hospital. It was an attack on the Geneva Conventions.
This cannot
be tolerated.
President Obama has phoned the group's president to apologize for the deadly bombing at its clinic in Kunduz in Afghanistan.
When the United States makes a mistake, we own up to it. We apologize where appropriate. And we are honest about what transpired.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the U.S. will find out what happened. At least 22 people were killed at that clinic in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S.-led coalition will not agree to cooperate with Russia in the fight against the Islamic State group as long as Moscow continues to strike other targets in Syria. The sun is out in South Carolina, but it's not a time to relax.
This event is not over.
Governor Nikki Haley says the threat of flooding is still strong along the coast.
Of the thousands of dams across the state in South Carolina, 62 we are monitoring. Currently right now, 13 that have already failed.
Flooding in South Carolina is blamed for at least 19 deaths. Two police officers are credited with firing shots at the gunman at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. Prosecutor Rick Wessenberg says one shot hit Christopher Harper Mercer.
Once the shooter was wounded, he entered the classroom again. He went to the front of the classroom, and he shot and killed himself.
Nine other people were killed at the school. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton says she is opposed to the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. It's her most significant break from President Obama since starting her campaign. There'll be no classes for the rest of the week at Eastern Kentucky University. Graffiti was found on campus that read, "Kill all." Police are trying to track down the source of the threat. Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 122 points. This is AP Radio News. Government officials got a grilling on Capitol Hill from members of the House Agriculture Committee over dietary guidelines.
Most of them don't believe this stuff anymore. You have lost your credibility with a lot of people, and they are just flat out ignoring this stuff.
Colin Peterson is ranking Democrat on the committee. One advisory committee in February said cholesterol isn't as strong of a threat as once thought. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack defended the guidelines. Dr. Aziz Sankar at the University of North Carolina is one of the Nobel Prize winners in chemistry.
I'm very honored to share it with my colleague at Duke. Actually, he may not know it, for the last 10 years, I've been nominating him for the Nobel Prize.
He's talking about Paul Modrick. They won the Nobel for their research on DNA. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.